this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Fenwick, Gobstein, and Jones, attorneys at law. How does that sound?
Fenwick and Gobstein haven't even met you yet, Emily. I wouldn't count on them offering you a partnership.
But they will, once they see how good I am at uncovering the truth and how cutthroat I am with criminals. Ooh, I'm kind of excited about this lawyer internship, Zoe.
I can tell. I'm less excited about my internship.
Well, you do like things on the quiet side.
Not that quiet.
Can I get you two anything else?
No thanks, Connie.
I could use a new career.
What, being an eighth grader isn't working out for you?
We took career assessments at school, you know, to help us figure out which careers would be a good fit for us.
Oh, interesting. What did you end up with?
A lawyer for me.
Really? I thought your internship would be as a detective.
I'm interested in that, but being a lawyer is still about the pursuit of justice and truth. So I can see that too.
And with your dad being a judge, it kind of makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
How about you, Zoe?
They think I'd make a good funeral home director.
What was that?
Funeral home director. Insert joke here.
No, it's an important job. I mean, without them, we'd have to direct our own funerals.
I'm a happy, fun, upbeat person, Connie. Why would my test come back saying I should be something so depressing?
Well, just because the test came back with that result doesn't mean that's what you have to be.
But it does mean I have to do it all next week. We were each placed in an internship in the field we were matched with. I'll be at Fenwick, Gobstein, and Jones, currently known as Fenwick and Gobstein.
I'll be at Cahuenga's funeral home.
Oh, Ellis Cahuenga. He's a really nice man. He was very helpful with my mom's funeral.
But you always identify him with the most painful time of your life, right?
Well, yeah, kind of.
See, when you leave, say, a hair salon, you say, hope to see you next month. No one ever says that to a funeral home director.
True, but...
honestly, I can't think of a worse way to spend a week.
Hey, look who's here.
Hey.
It's your lucky day, Zoe. Serendipity has spoken its dulcet tones.
How's that, Jay?
I know you weren't too happy about being assigned the internship at the funeral home, but I have glad tidings.
You got the school to change my internship?
Better! I got assigned to the funeral home, too! We'll get to intern there together!
It just got worse.
We'll be funeral friends, embalming buddies.
And worse.
I love the pinstriping on your car! Ooh, I have a necklace that would match that beautifully! There's free parking in the back!
What? Excuse me? What are you doing?
Hi, I'm Jillian Marshall, double L, Jillian, double L Marshall, and this booth is Jillian's jaw-dropping jewelry.
Yeah, well, it's also trespassing in front of my business.
You're the antique guy, Jason, right? Oh, I heard a cute guy ran that place.
Yes. I mean about the shop, not about me being cute. But right about me being Jason.
Well, if anyone is looking for older jewelry, I'll send them to you.
No. My point is, you're not allowed to sell here.
What's going on? I got a call about some booth being an eyesore.
Oh, hi, Detective Polehouse. Yeah, I was just explaining to Ms. Marshall here that this is private property and she's not allowed to set up a sales booth on it.
That would be incorrect. Everything west of the sidewalk is public property.
Thank you, Detective Polehouse. I just moved here.
You can tell me when I care. Right now, I'm more interested about whether you have a permit to sell wares here, which you would need on public property such as this.
A permit? Yes, I actually do.
You do?
Where did I put that? Here you go.
That's it. Jillian Marshall has permission to have a jewelry booth. You signed this yourself.
Oh, should I have it notarized too?
You have to get a real permit from City Hall. And I can tell you right now, they won't give you one.
Then why would I go there?
Are you being smart with me?
That wouldn't be my first guess.
I just want to sell my jewelry. I have quality handmade, one-of-a-kind pieces. I'd be happy to give you a discount, Detective.
So, you're trying to bribe an officer, eh?
I don't know. Would it work?
We'd better talk about this down at the station.
I'm sure that's not necessary, Detective. All she needs is just to move this stuff out.
I'm sure you're not telling me how to do my job. Are you, Jason?
No. you go ahead do what you need to do.
Oh, thank you.
Would you keep an eye on my merchandise, Jason? Thanks. You're literally a peach.
Literally?
Come along, miss.
Jillian Marshall, double L, Jillian, double L.
Yeah, Marshall, yes, got it. So, Ms. Marshall, as you can see...
Excuse me, Detective Polehouse?
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt.
Then don't.
Emily, what are you doing here?
Oh, Jillian, hi. I'm interning at Fenwick and Gobstein Law Office. Miss Fenwick asked me to pick up a police statement. She said she called you about it, Detective.
Yeah, right, right.
I'd have asked your assistant, but she's...
Sick, yes, she's always sick. And I'm left to take care of all the menial tasks around here.
I'm a menial task.
What are you doing here? You're not under arrest, are you?
Oh, I hope not. My mugshot would be horrific. I didn't use any foundation this morning.
She's not under arrest. Here's the paperwork you came for, Emily.
Oh, thank you.
And Ms. Marshall, I hope you now have a better understanding of our laws here in Odyssey.
Absolutely. Odyssey is anti-fashion, which you can tell by these uninspired handcuffs. You know, a flight of Swarovski diamonds would brighten these right up.
Hands off the government property, ma'am.
Did you know I want to set up a jewelry business, Emily?
Yeah, I heard about that.
Apparently, my booth is not allowed.
Really? But what about free enterprise? What about the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness?
If she's going to sell her wares on public land, even the pursuit of happiness needs a permit.
Yes, from City Hall, I know. And they're not going to give one to me.
Now you're catching on.
Oh, they're going to give one to you. You just got yourself a lawyer.
I can't afford a lawyer. I can barely afford dental floss.
Oh, you can pay me in jewelry. I'll give it to my mom for Christmas. Do we need to post bail, Detective Polehouse?
She's not under arrest.
Wow, you're worth every earring, Emily.
Then come on. We'll stop by the law office to give Miss Fenwick this paperwork. Then you and I are gonna take on City Hall.
Ooh, I love Thursdays. Bye, Detective.
Ta-ta. Hey, bring those handcuffs back.
Check this out, Zoe. I'm dying to meet you.
We're in a funeral parlor, Jay, not a comedy club.
Sorry.
Hey, how's it going in here?
Oh, hi, Mr. Cuenca. We're almost done setting up the chairs for the funeral.
Did you hear about the chemist who died?
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, they had to bury him. Get it? Barium, like the element.
Oh,
I get it.
Right.
That's just funeral home humor. I like to say I put the fun in funeral.
I'm surprised you can joke at all in this business. Isn't it depressing?
Oh, I facilitate beautiful goodbyes. I help people say farewell to their loved ones in the most comfortable, peaceful way possible. How can I be depressed about that?
So what do you do besides set up for funerals, Mr. Cuenca?
Oh, so much. Take, for example, embalming. It's a fascinating process.
Oh, do we have to, get to embalm people?
Oh, sorry, no.
Whew, bummer.
But I could talk you step by step through the process if you'd like.
That would be something.
Now, there's arterial embalming and cavity embalming. I'm an arterial guy myself, but I don't want to come off as vain.
Jay? Jay? Are you okay?
I thought he looked a little pale. I'll get the smelling salts.
It doesn't matter how nicely you girls ask me. Sales booths cannot be set up on public land. That's Section 53 of City Ordinance 12.
But Miss Pickett, don't you believe in supporting small businesses? What about the American way?
What about my 30-minute lunch break that I'm legally required to take each day and that has now been decreased to 28 minutes? My garlic bisque is getting cold.
But there must be some exception you can make.
Oh, okay, you need an exception. Sure, I'll just give you the super duper exception sticker that lets you bypass all the rules.
Thank you so much.
She's being sarcastic.
Oh, that gets me every time.
Listen, I don't make the laws. My job is only to inform people what they are and to take a now 27-minute lunch break. So here, if you need proof,
Read the Burkholder Law yourself. Privately owned standing sales booths are only allowed at city-organized markets and events.
When are the markets and events?
Every third Tuesday at Crossway Park between the months of May and October. Here are the specifications for size and appearance of booth according to Article 8 of City Ordinance 112.
But that's hardly ever. I can't survive on a few weekends of business a year.
Isn't there anything?
Okay. See that room over there? It's filled with laws, written in delightful musty book form. If you have any more questions, you can read through them yourself. And now, I'm going on my pathetically diminished lunch break.
Well, thanks for your help.
I can do sarcasm, too.
Oh, I'm really sorry, Jillian. I thought I'd be able to help.
I appreciate you trying, Emily. Maybe it just means that Odyssey isn't the right place for my jewelry business.
You have other things you can do, Jillian, like your experience as a talk show producer.
Oh, I'd have to move back to LA to do that.
Hey, you were a zookeeper, and Odyssey has a zoo.
But they don't have lemurs in it. My specialty is lemurs.
We do need plumbers in Odyssey.
You saw what I did to your water heater, Connie.
Yeah.
They shouldn't offer those licenses online.
Well, what about
I know you're both trying to help, but the jewelry thing is what I really want to do. And it doesn't look like it's going to happen. I guess I'll just have to give up my lifelong dream. Excuse me while I literally cry my eyes out.
Oh.
I'll see you ladies later.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, that's so sad. Do you think she'll really give up?
I get the impression she's pretty good at giving up whenever things get a little complicated.
What gives you that impression?
Emily, she's had 19 different jobs in 14 different cities.
Well, there has to be some way to make her jewelry business work.
Maybe I'll talk to some local business owners and see if they'll let her display stuff in their store for a commission.
That's a good idea. And while you're doing that, I'll try a different angle. If you need me, I'll be at City Hall.
I thought that was a dead end.
Maybe, but if there's one thing I've learned from detective work, it's that there's always more to the story than it seems. And I don't think this story has a dead end yet.
And then the priest said, but it is a dead end. And this one, why can't you write a novel about an overcrowded cemetery?
I don't know. Why?
There isn't a plot.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, funeral home jokes. They never get old.
Nope, they just die.
That's a good one. I'm glad you're feeling better, Jay.
Yeah, I didn't know you'd get so queasy about him.
Not queasy, please. I don't queasy. I just overdid it on my workout this morning.
Well, if you need to go home and take a bit of a rest, that's fine.
Nah, I can't leave Zoe to do all this on her own.
Ooh, I better get that. Be right back.
If I were you, Jay, I'd take the option to go home.
Still not a fan of funeral work, huh? I'm beginning to get into it.
Or pass out of it.
Hello?
Oh, hi. Welcome to the Kalinka Funeral Home. How can we help you?
I'm Abigail. My grandmother, Judy Reynolds, is having a funeral here on Friday. I was dropping off a few things for her.
Okay. I'll make sure Mr. Kalinka gets them.
These are the shoes she always wore to church. And this.
Oh, that's a beautiful ring.
She wore it every day. She always twisted it around her finger when she was worried about something. Or someone. She said it reminded her to pray. Sorry, you don't care about all of that.
Your grandmother sounds like a really lovely person.
She was. A wonderful grandmother. Anyway, that's it. So you'll make sure these will be used for...
For the viewing and funeral, yes. Thank you for dropping them off.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. Oh, poor girl. How sad.
Yeah.
I need to run out for a bit. You two can go for the day.
Okay. Mrs. Reynolds' granddaughter just brought these things over.
Good, good. Put them in my office. I'll take care of them after I pick up the body.
The body?
You hearsed me right. Get it? Hearsed? I don't think he appreciates my humor.
I'll get the smelling salts.
wondered if you'd still be here.
Yeah. I started reading all these law books and I lost track of time. Any luck talking to some of the jewelry businesses?
Nothing. So what's the point of reading through the laws? It sounded like Ms. Pickett made it clear the jewelry booth isn't legal.
Yeah, but I couldn't give up yet. I really want things to work out for Jillian, and I think the answer might be here in these books somewhere.
Well, did you find anything interesting?
Interesting, but not really helpful. Here, look at some of these old laws. No one who is left-handed can serve as mayor.
That's silly. That means neither Penny or Wooten would ever be mayor. And maybe that's brilliant.
Here, read these.
It's against the law to wear a fake mustache to church. It's against the law to keep your horse in a bathtub?
Yeah, these laws were created so long ago, no one knows the reason behind them.
Except for maybe that poor horse in the bathtub. Oh, what are those?
Court records. They detail all the cases that took place in the Odyssey courthouse. This book is just from cases from 1929.
Whoa, talk about heavy reading. This case resulted in the Boysenberry Pie Law of 1929.
What's the Boysenberry Pie Law?
One cannot be awarded the blue ribbon at the county fair for Boysenberry Pie more than 3 years in a row. See, they thought Ida Burkholder would win the competition every year.
Ida Burkholder?
So Mrs. Gretchen Zook, another baker in town, took it upon herself to put limits on how many times someone could win the competition. Wow, this looked like a serious pie rivalry.
Let me see that.
Hi, this is Connie. Jillian, are you okay? Oh, no. Yes, of course. I'll be right down. Yeah, I'll bring Emily. Bye.
What's going on?
Jillian's at the police station again. And this time, she's locked up.
How are you feeling, Jay?
Fuzzy, disoriented, a little lightheaded. Probably the same way you do when I walk in the room.
That was your second fainting spell. That aptitude test couldn't have been very accurate. You can't even stay conscious for your supposed perfect job.
Well, maybe I didn't exactly take the test.
Of course you did. You were sitting across from me in homeroom. We all took it.
I filled out the test. I just didn't read the test. I copied off yours.
You copied my aptitude test? That's like stealing my personality.
Whoa, what has obviously evaded you is how amazingly romantic it was. I'm interning in a funeral home just to have extra time planning my future with you. Don't you think that's swoon-worthy?
No, it's creepy.
Well, when you're sitting on a coffin, anything sounds creepy.
Oh, what am I doing here? I can't believe it.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, Ellen.
Abigail.
Well, if you want to be specific.
I was in here earlier.
Right, you brought your grandmother's things in. Did you forget something?
No, I... This is weird. I'm really missing my grandma. And I know tomorrow there will be a ton of people at her funeral, and I just... I'm going to miss her so much.
From what you said about her, I can understand why. I haven't given this to Mr. Kawenga yet to put on her. Here.
Her ring?
You mentioned how meaningful it was, and I couldn't help but wonder if maybe it's something you want to keep. To remind you of her, and to pray.
My mom suggested that too, but I felt bad. I mean, she wore this ring every day.
I'm guessing that if it was so meaningful to her, she'd probably be glad it became just as meaningful to you.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what to do.
Talking about it can help. I'd be happy to listen.
Thank you.
Excuse me, I'd like to see my client.
Ah, Perry Mason, back to save the world.
Where's Jillian?
Turn around.
Hi! You've handcuffed her to a chair?
I didn't do anything. She did it herself.
Well, I was just trying to figure out how I could add decorative jewels around the clasp. Oh, I think I figured it out.
Would you please unlock my client?
Yes.
And I want my jewelry back. He stole it.
I confiscated it. You were selling it illegally. There.
Thank you. I was selling for my car, not on public property.
But as I've already said, multiple times, the parking lot where your car was parked was public property. Didn't you see the no soliciting sign?
You don't have to answer that. But I'm kind of curious myself, so go ahead.
All I want to do is follow the business plan that Connie and I mapped out.
Well, I don't think your business plan is going to work here in Odyssey.
Actually, I think there's a way that it can.
What's going on now?
Hey, Jason.
It's Jillian's jaw-dropping jewelry!
Okay, but Detective Polhouse already made it clear you can't have a booth here. And what's with the rope?
Actually, she can have a booth here.
Detective?
Here's a copy of the law.
Can't argue with the law.
Or the precedent of the 1929 case of Burkholder versus the town of Odyssey.
Precedent?
Mrs. Burkholder wanted to sell her famous boysenberry pies, so she set up a booth in front of City Hall. But her booth was killing the grass, and a rival baker in town complained. So a law was made that no booths were allowed on public land.
Okay, but this is a booth.
Mayor Flinkman at the time, however, was a big fan of Mrs. Burkholder's pies.
Well, of course, boysenberry.
Mrs. Burkholder suggested an alternative option for her booth, and he amended the law to say that no standing booths were allowed.
What difference does that make here?
Go ahead, Jillian.
Ready, Connie? Take the other rope. On three. One, two, three!
You're hanging your booth from the tree?
Yep, and if it's not touching the ground, it's allowed. Mrs. Burkholder was one smart pie maker.
Can you discuss this after the ropes are staked?
As long as it doesn't cause enough strain to break the tree limb, it's perfectly legal.
Still standing here!
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, thanks, Jason.
So, she can hang her booth from a tree in front of my shop, and it's legal. Very clever.
Looks like you're going to have a little friendly competition, Jason. Oh, don't worry. You'll be fine. Girls go out of their way to buy from cute shop owners.
Yeah. I mean, I'll be fine. Not that girls do that. I wouldn't know. And I'm not... welcome to the neighborhood.
Isn't he cute? You are so cute.
Yeah, I'm so cute.
Jillian, these pieces are beautiful.
Thanks, Connie. And Emily, you can help yourself to whatever you want. You literally saved my life.
Well, not lit. Oh, never mind. You really did come through on this one, Emily. I guess this confirms that you should be a lawyer.
Hardly. The part I love most was digging for clues. So I think I'll stick with being a detective for now, no matter what the career assessment says.
Hey, everyone.
Oh, hi.
Hey.
Oh, I love the booth, Jillian.
Aww. Hey, how was the funeral, Zoe?
Very sweet and meaningful.
Oh.
Last day of your internship, wasn't it? Are you relieved?
Actually, I ended up enjoying it.
Oh?
Yeah.
Being a funeral director isn't about looking sad and playing depressing music. It's about helping people through a difficult time. And I might be kind of good at that.
Wow, that's great, Zoe.
I don't know if it's the career for me, but at the very least, it was a good experience.
You both stayed the course through it and learned something about yourself in the process. So, well done.
Thanks. And I hope you'll stay a lawyer a little bit longer, Emily.
Why?
There you are, Zoe. Oh, jewelry. The little lady likes the sparkly things, huh?
I was hoping you could help me get a restraining order.
Expectations are tricky. Like we saw in today's adventure, negative expectations for a job can lead to us doing less than our best at it, or deciding that we won't like it before we've even started. But Ecclesiastes 9:10 says, "Whatever your hands find to do, do it with all your might." As long as it's a thing that might be good for you physically or spiritually, the only way to truly find out if it's something you'll enjoy is to give it your best from the start. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Not What I Expected was written and directed by Kathy Buchanan, with sound design by Christopher Deal, and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Katie Lee, Christina Pacelli, Townsend Coleman, Whit Hertford, Phil Proctor, Natalie Lander, Emily O'Brien, Phil Adresi, and Sydney Michaela. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.